Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wake up with the Greg Hill Show. The Greg Hill Show. Morning 6 to 10. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston. A Radio.com sports station.
All right, back here on OMF, we're talking about Tom Brady because they're at the Combine. And finally, we have some general managers, coaches of other teams that are actually mentioning a Brady or mentioning their quarterback situation. And so the question the big fellow has over here is the so-called insiders. Which ones should we be leaving? They are out there. They're talking to these people. At least a lot of them are. You tell me.
Well, the key is for this list that you guys, we each have our own. There's right now there's six guys that are on the there are six guys on the list. Guys that we took off. Greg Hill, not an insider.
Why?
Not
why?
An insider.
Why?
I'm
why
sorry.
You that?
No,
about,
you're not.
Real estate insider.
No. Okay.
No?
Dale Arnold, not an insider.
What are you talking about? He said 11 teams were interested.
Okay.
Including the Redskins, Giants, and Jets.
Chris why? Gasper, definitely not an insider. Will be in about a year.
He's just
always
a little
late to the party.
He's just a little late.
Mike Reese. Not really an insider.
Oh,
he's too
wow.
nice. He would never
oh.
do anything to hurt anybody. He would
you
never
still
throw
got me, Christian?
Well, he's
I
an
do,
insider,
homie.
But he's not.
He's not aggressive. He's not.
It right
yeah,
now.
He's not slinging.
Throwing,
thank you, Lou.
The
I feel
fella.
Like these other guys are just throwing everything against the
they're
wall, hoping
it.
Something yeah. sticks.
So you threw the little fella under the bus, right there.
Who's the little fella?
Mike Reese.
No,
oh,
I'm
he's
saying
about
he's
to throw
smart.
The other little fella, Ben
he's
Bolin.
Smart
under the bus.
And Ben
throwing
Bolin
him.
Is
going under
not
the bus.
An insider.
Dunsky.
So the key to this is you guys need to tell me who the worst one is. The
see, this
worst
is where we got
insider.
All screwed up.
Do
so I'm like, one
confused.
Through six. He's like, yeah, one's the worst. I'm like, no, one should be the best.
No, one.
Okay. The worst
no,
one
is the worst, best one.
Let
the
me
best,
give you
worst
my,
one.
My worst.
Your worst. Why don't
okay.
you start with, okay, fine. Who's
my
the worst.
Worst? Jason Lock and
I agree. Totally agree.
When I heard this from Jason Lock and Fora, I wanted to scream F you.
The next stage of his life and his career will be built around Hollywood. That's not speculation. That's not guessing.
That's fact.
That's not
was
speculation.
That
that's not guessing. Tom Brady's life will evolve around Hollywood. Okay, whatever.
Well, here's the other problem I have with Jason Lock and Fora. One, he's, I think, an Orioles fan. So if you follow him on Twitter, you got to watch stupid stuff about the birds.
He
and,
knows nothing.
And the second part about it is he's a shill for a restaurant somewhere down there in Washington or Baltimore or whatever. And it drives me crazy because I don't mind every once in a while giving me a picture of what you're eating, okay? But every other day, he's the worst of the group. I agree
played.
With you. He's the worst.
See, my guy.
He knows nothing.
My guy, I can't believe you guys passed
best,
on this one.
The worst of the worst of the best.
The best worst of them all.
The
worst one, basically the best of the worst. Okay? But the worst of the worst of all time.
I'm confused.
And I can't
about
believe.
Confusing the hell out of a segment.
I have
thank
no idea
you.
What
thank you.
Like,
keep up. Keep up.
Okay.
The worst guy, Lou.
The worst is
the
number
worst
one.
Guy
we just gave
is
you the
my number
worst.
One. And forget about the list. My worst guy, and I can't believe you guys passed up on this because every single opportunity this guy has, he throws some bull crap up against
he's
the wall.
Probably my number
every
two.
Single time this guy gets an opportunity, it's the cardinal rule, cardinal sin, sorry. He uses every stupid phrase, I'm understanding, I'm hearing, I'm guessing, all those stupid phrases this guy uses. And this
uses,
to me,
I'm guessing.
This to me, the fact that Ian Rappaport is the worst one of the
he's
bunch.
He's my number two.
He's my number one worst. Is the fact that he actually got this information and he actually said it out loud.
From my understanding, the Patriots
ownership is willing to pay Brady more than $30 million.
Right off the bat, I don't know about you, but every single flag went up.
I'm like,
you're out of your 30 plus.
My understanding.
Is that how you understood that?
No, that was shaky. There's no question about it. Shaky.
Oh, shaky is being kind.
Not as bad as Lockham for. Rappaport, every once in a while, maybe he locks into it. I don't know. Every once in a while, he gives you something. Lockham for does. And Lou just played that cut about Hollywood. It's got zero to do with Hollywood.
No, but
zero.
That's not speculation.
That's not guessing.
Yes, it is.
It's not speculation. That's not guessing. He's not saying, I'm hearing that Tom is really interested in life.
My understanding
is life after football, he might be interested in Hollywood. That's what I'm hearing. No. This arrogant little bastard is sitting there saying, it's not speculation. This isn't a hot take. That's a fact. Because I know everything.
I don't buy him.
My understanding, Mike, that going back to New England is a legitimate real option for Brady.
Oh, really?
Wait.
Oh, that's
my
shocker.
Point.
That's why I got him too.
It's like you have to be so unbelievably desperate
to give return.
Every time somebody tells you something, you use it.
No, he's awful.
But he's the worst. He is the worst.
He's awful because he has a bigger platform than, say, Lockin Fora. And I feel like he's so out of touch with this Brady thing that Ian Rappaport right now should just let it play out first before he says something else. Yeah.
Lockin Fora has a bigger platform when we get to Sunday, but you're right. During the course of the week, Rappaport's on and Lockin Fora is not.
I think most people see Ian Rappaport on TV giving reports more than Lockin Fora.
We really haven't gotten into any hardcore negotiations. It is possible that begins here in Indianapolis.
I would say he's got a big platform.
It is possible.
On CBS.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
I don't know how you can look at Rappaport and say Rappaport is worse than Lockham.
No, when it comes to just Brady, forget about other news,
information. That's what we're talking about.
Just Brady.
I understand the premise.
Rappaport started on Super Bowl Sunday with some bogus nonsense that nobody who had, like, why wouldn't you question that? Well, listen, I got this information. They're saying they're willing to pay him $30-plus million. Do you believe them? No, but so what? The person that I talked to said they would. So, okay, run with it. You know it's bogus.
My understanding, Mike, that going back to New England is a legitimate real option for Brady.
Really?
Obviously.
Wow, thanks for that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's an option? Hold on. It's a legitimate option?
As opposed to
a fake option?
That Brady could possibly return to New England?
He doesn't. That's the other thing. He doesn't tell you anything. It's all surface driven. It's all vague. It's hearsay. It's I'm hearing my understanding. I mean, this guy is the worst of the worst, hands down.
Right. From what I understand, he wants a commitment from them that they will spend specifically on weapons.
Again, what does he just listen to our show and say, I'm hearing, but not be specific about where he's hearing it
from?
That's
what he understands,
technically, he understands that to be true.
You think he's listening to you?
I think he listens to us.
No, Skip Bayless listens to him.
He does find a different way to state the obvious.
Exactly.
And then be like, it's a report from Rappaport.
From my understanding.
John
Yee and Bill Belichick will both be at the combine. You know, there is a chance that these two could meet and have a discussion. Oh, thanks.
I'm changing your mind. You need to change your pick. He's the worst, Lou.
Yeah, but I know. I just hate the arrogance in which Lockin Fora said, this ain't even speculation. This is a fact because I know. I know everything.
We're getting bogged down into this thing. So I want to go through this thing quickly. I would say Tommy Curran is the most dependable when it comes out of the Brady camp. Giardi is in the ballpark. But can we all agree that when this story is finally over, and it comes to a conclusion, and there is a breaking news story that Adam Schefter will be the one to deliver it.
Yes. But I don't
probably.
Have him. I have him. So, So Lockin Fora, Rappaport, Darlington, Schefter, Giardi, Curran. Because Schefter, I feel like, is at least has the ability to not, like, just go where Rappaport is going right now. You know what I mean? Like
he's not as desperate.
He's not. No, he's not. And he's on some opinionated show, so he's slinging some opinions out there as well.
If you don't know, just make it sound like you do know.
But it's
and I give,
Rappaport is just.
But you know what? I give Schefter more credit because I think Schefter, what he's doing is he's not getting bullied by the leverage BS that's out there. So you're getting both sides are coming out there. And I think we said this earlier, that you're getting Brady to do it. Brady's got to do it. Kraft's got to do it because he needs the spin out there. Belichick, you're getting nothing. And I think what Schefter's doing is he's not throwing any of that spin out there right now. I give him credit. He's not falling for it. And we're seeing even guys like Tommy Curran are coming out with different material in different days.
No, listen, I know like Mutt has him on and you know, he praises him and Dalen Keefe and everything, but it is a fact that nobody is as tied in as Tom Curran.
I agree with
it. It is a fact. I mean, I've seen over there at NBC, I'm sitting with him.
But he's also saying different things on different days, though.
Well, you know, because he's getting it from different people. Now it's about deciphering what's real, what's emotional, and what's, you know, what's not.
Yeah, I think most of it is emotional. Most of it is building maybe insecurity is part of it. And you're also getting, we got to create some leverage here.
So things are tightening up. You know, it starts with this broad statement, and then you talk to this person, and you tighten it up a little bit. Somebody else, you tighten it up. And eventually, you come into a conclusion. So I think with everything he says, he's got people countering, saying, you know, I saw what you said, you know, think about this, think about that. And I think he kind of tightens everything up every time he talks.
So you have Lacanfora being the worst.
I think there's
Rappaport
no question.
Being the
Rappaport's
second worst.
Rappaport's right behind him, though, with as far as votes go.
Yeah.
Right behind him.
In this case.
Darlington is three?
Four.
And then Schefter is?
Schefter's three.
Okay, so Darlington's four.
Giardi's
and
two.
And then Giardi's, okay.
Bison.
Yeah, see, but
Schefter will be number one in the end because he'll break the story.
But he's the most respected nationally. Right. Okay. You could say locally it may be different, but nationally he's the most respected. I mean, we could throw Glazier in there, but he hasn't really been part of this fight. He's not really, you know, getting his hands dirty with
this. It's always the national guy because everyone's looking for favors.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
For
like,
other
things. It's like Shefty's tight with everyone around the league. It's the same thing like in baseball. You know, you get your beat reporters that aren't giving, you know, the front office reports on what's going on at these other organizations. So they go to guys like John Heyman, Nightingale. The ones that can feed them information from other organizations. So that's why they get the information. That's why big stories like that, you know, it's like, God, Tommy's all over this thing. How did Shefty beat him? Well, because they give it
to
him.
They trusted him more.
Because he's going to give them something in return at some point.
So we can look at these guys and we can say they're spinning a lot of crap right now. But in the end, Adam Schefter will be the one when that report comes out, whether it's breaking news that Tom Brady is gone or that Tom Brady is staying with the New England Patriots.
Or
that will be real.
Yeah, but
that won't be hearsay. That won't be leverage.
If it's not Schefter, it'll be the worst one.
Curran.
Worst one.
Rappaport.
Because he works for the network.
But here's the thing. So in the Game of Thrones, that is the Tom Brady, where is he going, survivor pool, we all agree that Schefter will be the one whose flame shines the brightest. They will not distinguish his flame. He will survive the Game of Thrones / Survivor.
He doesn't
merge two shows.
He doesn't play the lion game.
No, he doesn't. So
he
that
doesn't
would be
play it.
It. Wait. So we think that Schefter is the most clever. He has the most patience. I mean, he's not going to be swayed. He's not going to be used, right? These other guys, I feel like, are just, they're willing to be used so they're desperate to make a bigger name. They're chasing Schefter. In this situation, this category, these guys are
you trying to tell me you don't think Schefter gets used?
He gets used.
No, but not as much as these other guys do. I think he's smarter with what he goes with.
No, Schefter.
I think Rappaport, you give him a little hint and he runs with it. Schefter wouldn't report this, the half the stuff that he'd be reporting.
But Schefter,
he wouldn't do it.
But Schefter's the big dog and
so I think he wins the Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
In the end, he wins.
I think in the end, he's the one that breaks the story. But we'll see.
But how about in Rappaport, if you're getting all this information and you're constantly carrying their water and you're constantly doing it, and when
business,
it's all said and done, you don't get the grand prize?
No, I think he might. That's what I'm saying. It'll be a race between Schefter and Rapp. NFL Network, dude. They're going to either feed one of those two. It's not going to come from any of the other local guys. And it sure is not going to come from Lacanfora. So it's going to be either Schefter or Rappaport. It'll be one of these 10 seconds apart type of things.
No, Rappaport's announcement on the Brady situation would be, I'm hearing,
my understanding
that Tom Brady may or may not have signed with the team. I'll have more news soon. And then Schefter will report it officially, and then he'll retweet it. Yeah, I said that 2 hours ago. No, you didn't.
Court negotiations. It is possible.
You
know what the sad thing is? We talk about like who has to have it first, and people make fun of people who has to have it first. That's really important for those two guys.
Sure is.
Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter.
It's their business.
I mean, that's what they do for a living. Everyone's in a rush to have it first. Well, it's kind of like their job. It really is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
the more tied in you're in,
the better information you get, the more money you make, the more they keep you around. Because if not, just like Schefty, young dude in the business, who'd he take over for? You know what I mean? I sort of see it in baseball a little bit. You know, maybe Buster only isn't like as active as he once was. Usually you're seeing stuff from other guys. whether it's a relationship or whatever it is. So you want to go out there, be the first? Well, it's going to be a race between Rappaport and Schefter.
So the interesting thing, because Schefter took over for Mortensen, and the interesting, and Mort's still there, but Schefter really is the big gun right now. But if you notice, they use him so much on all of these different shows that in some respects, and we've sat here and criticized him. Is that right? Is that opinion? Or is that fact? Because guess what? You can only come up with how many scoops in the course of a week or a month, and yet they're putting him out there with so much exposure to have conversations with him in these shows, and it's still the guy who breaks the stories. So when he has an opinion and he goes on Get Up in the Morning, we're sitting there go, oh my god, Schefter just said this, Schefter just said that, when it really is opinion. So it's not really Schefter doing what he does, breaking news.
See, I'm for me personally, as being an insider of multiple sports, I'm about quality, not quantity. Oh, I'm about quality information. You know, I say it once. I don't need to double down.
And then after you say it, you're Dunsky.
Yeah, and then I have a tagline. Like, these guys don't have a tagline. They got nothing.
Need a tagline.
They definitely need a tagline. You need to cap it somehow so people know you're
tagline.
Done.
Tagline.
Yeah,
you
use
Patriots
my...
The Patriots have, quote, kicked the tires on Brown.
Thank you very much. In the crosshairs? And that didn't really get us...
That was short-lived.
That didn't get much traction. That only lived here.
That's more of like a hockey
Gary
term,
Cherone catchphrases.
That's what it
you
is.
You used my tagline at the end of the game
I use
on
it all
Saturday.
The time. I had to for you there. Yeah. You know? We're side by side.
You got
to
own it.
There's a high school baseball coach who apparently went on a little bit of a profanity thing, but he was praising his players on a team bus. The dude got fired. He got fired, believe it or not. Like, you've never heard curse words in high school sports
swearing
before?
Swearing too much to these kids,
oh,
these 17-year-old kids.
Unbelievable.
Like, they've never heard it before.
Unbelievable. We got to get to this story because it is absolutely ludicrous what they did to this guy. We'll get to it and your phone calls at 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, back here on the OMF, we'll get to the phone calls at 617-779-7937. Oh, we have to give you another case of hashtag 2020 cancer culture, a cancel culture. We cancel stuff when we don't like what people do. So let me give you a case in Sanford, Florida. This is the Seminole High School. There's a coach by the name of Kenny Brown. He's a first-year baseball coach, and his team won their first state baseball championship for the high school in nearly three decades. And then guess what happened to him? He got fired. And you know why he got fired? Because one of the kids apparently let out a celebratory video that surfaced online. And it was the video of them driving back to the school in the bus after they had just won the championship.
Go beat it. We'll be ready for the ads.
No, not that thing.
And Kenny Brown's language was a little bit salty. They had just won the Class 9A state championship. So, yeah, he gave a profanity-laced speech, but it wasn't harassing or abusing the kids. No, it was telling them how bleeping great they were. And at one point, he also referenced the fact that his star pitcher pulled off an amazing job despite having type 1 diabetes. And because of that, they also fired him because it was a violation, they claimed, of the HIPAA laws. What are we talking about? This is crazy. So we're going to let you hear this tirade. They're calling it a tirade. To me, it was a congratulatory speech like, guys, you were bleeping awesome. All right? We'll let you hear it, and then we'll talk about it.
We got this right here. No one else has it. It's ours.
Yeah!
You guys showed up. You played the game. You played it right. You never panicked. You got type 1 diabetes.
Yeah!
Oh, geez. So he goes on for 3 minutes. It's 7 F-bombs in the video. And in this day and age, that's what happens. The kids are sitting there with their phones, and they're recording it. Why? Not because they thought that their coach should be fired. They were recording it because they wanted to have it forever. Because they had just won the freaking state championship.
It'd be different if he was like, you're an F in this, and you're an F in that, and F you, you F in suck.
Yeah, they lost.
You know what I mean? But even like the type 1 diabetes kid, that was the starting pitcher.
Yes.
So what he's saying, I mean, it's just... Everyone's all pissed off because he exposed, like, you know, this kid had diabetes.
The other kids
but
knew
the kid
it.
Was a starting pitcher. Everybody knows he had diabetes. Right. Basically, the message is, you're dealing with diabetes. You went out there and won the effing championship game.
Right. Diabetes!
You think that kid, so that kid's probably standing up like, yeah.
Yeah.
The kids are probably hitting his head. They're all excited on the bus. He feels good about himself.
You're not supposed to be here.
Right.
You're sick.
Yeah.
You have type 1 diabetes. You're not supposed to win.
It's an example of, okay, you might have type 1 diabetes, but look what you overcame. Look what you were able to accomplish.
That was
with
so
that.
Clear.
It
was, I mean, so
it was
easily
beautiful.
Clear.
And he's getting criticized for that. But because he dropped some F-bombs.
Yeah, well, because in that part, even in the superintendent's letter, it was like that was one of the issues. The issue was just like, hey, listen, you may have had a HIPAA violation here. We're in trouble right now. You can't disclose this information. Maybe nobody knows. Maybe he doesn't want people to know he has type 1 diabetes.
This was the
diabetes!
The superintendent, Walt Griffin, wrote Brown in a letter. It said, I am appalled with and extremely concerned about the abundance of profanity that you use with the students that you are responsible for supervising and leading. Additionally, I am likewise concerned that you announced the personal health information of one of your baseball players that was on the bus when you went on the above profanity tirade. That it may have been a HIPAA violation.
May. There you go.
So it's like he's appalled. Like, okay, listen, if I did it with my 10-year-old All-Star team, I would be appalled. If you do it in high school to a varsity baseball team, where these kids are 16, 17, maybe 18 years old, you're appalled?
Is this something new? I mean, I remember in high school, football coaches screaming and throwing the obscenities, and not in a congratulatory speech, but they're ripping you apart.
Both.
What are we talking about here?
Where are
we in society that people felt that this guy should be fired because of this? Where are we?
I'll tell you. So here it goes. So you have, because a superintendent needs to make sure he doesn't get sued. He needs to make sure that there's other parents that whose kids go to that school and are not happy with the fact that maybe this guy is around their kids and they're a little uptight. They're a little uppity. They don't like cursing no matter what. And this guy's also a teacher. Does this guy teach my little daughter? Does he teach little Jimmy? And does he curse at Jimmy? What if he curses? Does he curse at Jimmy if Jimmy gets an A?
No, you
what if Jimmy gets an A on his history test?
It is simple. What you do is you send
hey,
the guy.
Hey, you got a club foot. Good job on your history test.
Club foot. You know how you get a...
You only got 6 fingers. Good job with your penmanship.
HIPAA violation.
Disability and you still got an A. I'm proud of you.
Hey, you're dyslexic and you were able to go through it fine.
Christian.
Good job.
Okay, but if he was doing that, I would understand it. It's a very simple way of doing that. You send a letter to him and say, it was unacceptable behavior, whatever. In the future, please refrain from swearing in front of 16, 17-year-olds.
Can you imagine that, that's being what offended? You do. So what happened right. here, basically, was somebody saw the video.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. It was probably a parent of a kid that probably comes off the bench. But the kid probably has been playing AAU for the last 6 years, and his parents are probably playing $4,000 or $5,000 a year. Ooh, and thinks little Johnny should have been starting.
Here. Yeah.
Right? And little Johnny should be starting. And little Johnny didn't like being back up to second base because he probably should have been shortstop because he's our kid, and I think little Johnny should have played more.
He got two innings in like right field. Coach. That's what he got.
He swears too much.
We call those pukes down at Duxbury.
He swears too much to my son. Yeah, maybe you should follow your son in high school and listen to the language that kid uses.
I don't even know if it even has to be that. To me, this is a problem that I have in general. So let's just say the kid loves to coach, and maybe he just wants to capture the moment, so he whips out his cell phone, and he starts recording it because he wants to Instagram it, and he doesn't see anything wrong with it because he's too stupid to know what kind of ramifications it could mean for that coach, the guy that he likes. But he doesn't think. He's careless. He's a kid. And that's what we do now, right? The quicker you get it out, the more likes you get, the happier you are. So to me, this is a sign where if you are a coach or if you are in any of these positions, how do you ever be yourself? How could you ever really be true and honest and authentic? Because God forbid somebody catches you being real in a unbelievable situation and you're fired for it.
Can't.
Like they fire you for just... I mean, well, he shouldn't curse. He's in front of the kids. I know.
See,
Nobody died.
I don't consider high school youth sports anymore.
No.
I don't. Like, it's over. Like, no more youth sports. You don't get to play anymore.
Not the varsity.
You don't get to play anymore because your parents are spending money.
Right.
Like, you may never play. If you want to still be here, fine. And it's like, it's time. Hell, I coached freshman basketball 1 year at Framingham. Thank God. I remember those one halftime speech, for Christ's sakes, Angry Luke came out. These guys came out and started tackling the other team. I was excited, but at the same point, I felt bad. But still, nobody likes you.
Beat Duxbury 5-4 that day, though.
No, not with the 9-year-olds, not with the 10s. But high schools no longer use sports.
I mean, listen, these kids hear this language every single day.
Keep playing like dog.
Whatever parent are sitting here petitioning the superintendent and the superintendent's reaction, the superintendent is blinded by the fact that he's not seeing that these kids see this language in their culture every single day, whether it's at school, whether it's on TV, whether it's on this little device right here, whether it's in their music. What are we talking about? I'll go back to what you said. If the coach got up there and he's cleaning up the language, he's not being genuine. He's not being real to these kids. And they're not believing him. If anything, the coach probably is somewhat cool to the kids, right? Because he's doing that. He's acting natural. He's talking the way they're all talking. I mean, these parents that went out of their way to petition this superintendent, I don't know what to even say anymore. This is where we are today. And they all wanted him fired. And it got even worse because when the superintendent fired him, and people got up in arms and they put a petition together with 40,000 signatures basically saying, you shouldn't have done this. Guess what happened? He came out and said, oh, there were some other things that we had in the past. Some other things? Well, let me give you the what just has happened here in the last hour. They have reinstated the coach. By the way, he also got suspended
5 days
with a possibility of going to a hearing where they could have fired him as a teacher. So he would have no livelihood whatsoever, no income. And you tell me, with the superintendent putting it out there that there were other issues with this guy, he doesn't get hired anywhere else.
He's trying to protect
you just
himself.
Destroyed this guy's life. He has just been reinstated in the last hour.
I thought there was precedent. I thought there was other things.
Apparently, no.
So the mob works both ways?
Yeah.
The mob works both ways.
Yeah, you know what's happening now? You know what's happening now? That's what's happening now. People are standing up to this crap.
Oh,
people are now standing up to this whole cancel culture. They're sitting there going,
the woke society?
Exactly. They're standing up. I'm sorry, you're not going to do that.
And it's even people, somebody, you just sent me some text, what... Lou, 16 is still a minor? You think guys should be swearing like that? You guys are ridiculous. You should be suspended for the very least. Well, okay. Then, sorry. Yes, I do. Should he be telling the kid he effing sucks and everything else and effing this and you know, ripping a kid?
That's verbal.
Probably not.
That's verbal abuse. Okay. There's a big difference.
But they just won the state tournament. He got on the bus. They're all celebrating. He's holding the trophy. He's like, this is effing ours. You worked your effing ass off for this. I'm effing proud of you. You think anybody on that bus is offended? They're doing the same thing. They're excited. Listen to them. You think a 16-year-old kid's in the back of the bus going, oh, my God.
You're hearing
He's them. Swearing.
You're hearing
I can't handle it. I need therapy.
That was the superintendent.
He's swearing and he's celebrating. No, they accomplished something special together. And as far as being a teacher, I'd say he taught these guys how to overcome kid on the mound with diabetes.
He's praising.
That's
a
great story. And this guy, the superintendent's pissed at him for bringing it up. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but there's always one that says, you know, you're supposed to be an example. You should be treating those boys, and they should know that you should not talk like that.
He's teaching them how to win.
Contempt may not be appropriate for young children.
It's still important to some people.
But really, Christian, you got to
separate. I don't know what's worse, though.
But there's a difference between verbal abuse.
No, nobody's saying that's verbal abuse. How lame is a superintendent use the whole diabetes thing as like, oh, we may have some issues with a HIPAA violation?
First of all, you have none because he was doing it in a private conversation on the bus. He was not doing it to public. He did not release that to the public. So what happens now is everywhere you go, people have these little devices, these little phones. They can videotape everything that is out there. And that's what you're going to get. You're going to pick up conversations that were meant for those 20-some-odd kids that were in that bus. That's what it was meant for. It wasn't meant for the outside world. And once it gets to the outside world, you sit there and go, oh, you violated HIPAA. No, the coach was not broadcasting to the world what the kid's health conditions were. He was praising the kid, saying, you have accomplished something. Those are usually what we see online in which you sit there and you start tearing up a little bit because the kid was able to overcome so much, right? That's what we usually do. And now what we're going to do is we're going to use that to fire coaches? Are you kidding me?
When I first saw this news, I was like, wow, this must be really bad. Must be really, really bad for him to get fired.
I
would say, don't put your hands on any kids.
I thought it was like, you know, they lost the championship and he went on the bus and it was like an effing tirade, like just shredding the team and shredding the kids. But celebrating a state championship in high school?
No profanity.
The guy's on the bus?
All right, let's get some reaction.
Stay home if that's the case. This guy that texted me. I don't know, if you don't want your little 16-year-old Billy, you know, facing a coach like that, then don't let him play sports.
Yeah, but there's a huge difference between what this coach was doing and verbal abuse. And I've seen it reported on TV like it was verbal abuse. This was not verbal abuse.
That's like the side you got to be on. And everyone will have your back. I agree with you. We got to teach our youth. And by the way, we got a climate problem. We got a lot of issues. We need free health care. Everybody, nobody can pay for college.
You're going to hear it tonight.
Let's tie it all in. Racism is an issue in this country.
I mean,
we got a lot of problems. I don't need this guy swearing.
Everything for free. Who's going to pay for it? All right, let's get to the phone calls. We'll get your reaction. I mean, really, was this coach out of line? I mean, come on. 617-779-7937. We get to your phone calls and your reaction on this story coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know what makes us all feel better?
Tattoo Moore, Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
How many times do I have to tell you they pick up the trash on Tuesday?
It's OMF.
This is what you're dealing with.
On EEI.
We got this right here! No one else has it! It's ours!
Yeah!
You guys showed up! You played the game! You played it right! You never panicked! He got type 1 diabetes. Yeah!
That's Kenny Brown. He is the first-year coach at Seminole High School in Sanford, Florida. He has just been reinstated after being fired because this video got out there online. He was celebrating. They were on the ride back to the school after they had just won the baseball state championship. And so, yeah, was the language a little crude? It was. Does that happen in high schools? Yeah, it does. It's been happening for a long, long time, and it's not going away, especially when you have a culture now where a lot of that loose language is out there a lot more than it was years ago. Certainly, it's out there in other forms. So he is apparently back, but does anybody really believe that this was a problem? Is this where we are in society?
Well, I'm glad they fought back. What was it 15,000 signatures or whatever it was?
Yep.
I'm glad.
And they fought back, and they got the coach back on the staff. Let's go to the phone calls. John's in Fall River. Hey, John.
Hi, guys. How you doing? First time, long time. Thank you for taking my call. I have to say that I agree with you guys completely. I think it was a spineless move for the superintendent and the school department to fire this coach, especially somebody who's been such a positive influence on the kids. But one thing that I will say as a point of clarification, I think this problem is a much older problem than, say, cancel culture or social justice warriors or any woke culture or anything else like that. This is the same problem that happened in the 90s when everybody was slapping parental advisory labels on albums and stuff like that. This is, I would say, more of a boomer problem than a millennial problem, but I don't want to blame you for everything, Glenn.
Thank you. Thanks, John. I appreciate that. You may be right with all of that.
Well, just to play devil's advocate, though, since just take the superintendent and the decision that he made. Don't you think if his main goal is to make sure he doesn't get sued, his school doesn't get sued, he doesn't get fired, the school, the city doesn't get brought up on charges? I mean, extreme situation, I get it. But he knows how the culture is. He knows how quickly the torches and the pitchforks can come out for stuff like this, right? How certain parents could get mad and upset. I mean, I almost feel like he has no choice based on the way things go. So somebody complains. Okay, what is it? Well, it's really not that bad. Really? I want your job now. You think that's not bad? You shouldn't have your job. So the only way he can do the right thing, unless he has a really big set, is to fire him. But he gets support. He feels like it's safe to go back in the water again because he knows the parents and the families are supporting him. They're not going to come after him. So he changes his mind. That's the only reason why.
So
the right thing to do was nothing. Tell him, bring him in. I know you're excited. Don't let it happen again. That's the right thing to do.
So wouldn't it make more sense to sit there and talk about this and figure out where's the harm? Harm's been done to who? Who's been mistreated in all of this? There's no abuse here.
Some of those kids are scarred for life.
Yes, the kids.
Stop
kids
it.
Won't the kids. Be able to
Why don't you
it.
Think of the Please. Kids for once
it,
in
it
your
is.
Life?
Yeah.
Think of the children.
Yeah, and it, I don't know if it relates. It seems like where we are now, like youth and parents, there's life lessons in all sports, right? Like whether you play football or baseball or basketball, whatever it is, and the lesson is, you know, you work hard, you listen to your coach, you stay focused, you do your job, you can succeed, you can do anything in life. That's what people want to hear, right? You're great at what you do, you're the best, you keep working, you know, you could be somebody. But there's another side, and the other side is, you probably won't be a starter, but it doesn't mean you should quit. You know, I mean, keep working. You're part of a team. You're part of something. You're not the best on the team. There's somebody that's better than you, but you keep working at it. Get the most out of your, you know, there's the negative lessons that you learn in sports that help you later in life. People don't want to hear that. They don't want to play that game. Because if little Johnny ain't playing, I'm taking him off the team.
Yeah.
So I'm reading it right now. So the complaints came from outside the school system. So the school itself and the students were all on board. The parents
outside the school district.
The parents of the kids themselves were all supportive of the coach to a parent, every single one of them. So there was no opposition internally.
The superintendent just panicked.
He panicked.
I mean, he's got the backing of the players, the backing of the parents of the players.
It hit TV.
So people outside saw the video and were offended.
It hit TV.
How can this guy
it hit TV.
Be a
That's
teacher?
What it was.
Yeah. How can this guy be a teacher? How can he be why? I should be angry at this. This is so bad.
So he was taking heat outside the district.
Well, that's my point.
And rather than standing up for the guy, because the parents were, He buckled.
So he gets influenced. He gets nervous. Yeah, and he panics. He says, well, I got to do something. People keep telling me this is bad. I don't think it is, but they're telling me it's bad. Well, I don't want to lose my job, so I better write a really mean letter and tell him how naughty he's been.
Let me go to Peter. Peter's in a car. What do you got, Peter?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Peter.
Just a couple things. I feel different than I did 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, because I felt like you guys met a rant with a rant. Now you're kind of being a little bit more even-keeled about it. I was a coach, high school coach. I also played college sports. So, and I've been in great situations and not so great situations. My concern is, first of all, the HIPAA thing, you're wrong. I mean, whether they all knew it and it wasn't a big deal to say it, that's one thing, but it is not a private conversation. If you, as an adult, if you have information about somebody's disability, medical disability, you cannot talk about it to anybody, well, even if they already know about it.
I can tell you is I'm reading from
you
license.
You don't think that was a private conversation?
Yeah, private conversation.
It's not a private. It doesn't
matter. On the bus.
Okay, I can give it to Peter. Professionals.
Yeah.
Professionals in the medical field. Licensed clinical social worker and other medical officials are saying that it is not one.
HIPAA does not extend to coaches.
Here's what it doesn't do, okay? The difference is that everybody on the team already knew that Charlie had diabetes. He was being treated at practices, okay?
Jeez, so we know something about that.
You know everything about that because you're dealing with it. Jeez. Peter, this was something that everybody knew. You were not giving information that was harmful that people did not understand or know about. Everybody knew it.
I understand that. That's not the point. The point I'm saying is you can't be talking about.
Yes, you can if you're a coach.
Yes, you can.
Peter, let
me
read this. This is apparently a lawsuit. HIPAA does not extend to coaches, said Dave Emmert, lawyer with the Indiana School Board Association. Any administrator who directs a coach otherwise is misreading the law. It does not extend to coaches. It is professionals. That's what it is. It's professionals treating
a
patient.
Somebody probably wrote the superintendent saying, that's a HIPAA violation.
So let me do this. Let me do this, Peter. Let me do this with you. You're on a team, and one of the players on that team has type 1 diabetes. All right? So you have to be concerned because the conditions that the other kids are dealing with are slightly different from him. All of the other players know about that. And maybe they should know about it, and they probably have permission from this pitcher to know about it, because if he ever runs into trouble and he's feeling woozy or he's having some issues, you want that other player to sit there and say, he's having a diabetic attack, something's going on right now. So how is that a violation of HIPAA laws?
It's not, because it doesn't extend to coaches.
Well, I can't correct you about that. I do know that, for instance, I referee high school ball now, and coaches tell me information, so I know with a kid has a medical condition that I might need to be aware of. So
why would you come on saying that we don't know anything about HIPAA?
Yeah, you just gave
the
description.
Well, I didn't say he didn't know anything about HIPAA. I don't know that he can talk freely.
You can.
Because it's the safety. Peter, it's for the safety of the student, correct?
That wasn't the context. This discussion. Okay.
Why did they tell you?
All right, we're good. Move on.
Wow. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome. Here's Mike in Quincy. Hi, Mike.
Hello?
Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Sorry about my voice.
Oh, you're good.
I just had a good story for you, actually. My daughter plays on an AAU team that travels, actually, and Kristen knows the organization. And one of her coaches last year, we were playing a team, and they were playing up a grade. And they weren't boxing out. They weren't taking care of the ball. And the team was bigger than us. They were beating us up a little bit. And sure enough, he yelled at them a couple times, box out, you got to do this, you got to do that. No one was really listening, this and that. After about another 30 seconds of it, he called the timeout. He takes all five girls out of the game, puts the three girls that happened to be on the bench at the time in, and then we went and played 5-on-3 for the next 4 minutes.
I like it.
And some parents went berserk. But I think after a few of the parents, talked to them and told them what was going on, and the learning moment that the girls got from that, it was awesome.
I'm all for it.
I like it.
I'm all for it.
My team's on the court.
My team's on the court. That's the only thing that was missing. That's the line it was missing. Run the picket fence. No. My team's on the court.
My team's on the court.
John is in the car. Next up here on EEI. Hey, John.
Hey, Glenn. How you doing?
Good, John.
Glenn, before I say that you're being hypocritical, let me understand if I understand you correctly. What you said is that since this rant was in private, that no one should be able to get fired for something that was done in private that wasn't meant for the outside world. Is that what you had said?
No, not entirely. I said that if this were a coach,
of course, he
was verbally abusing the players, I would look at this totally different. He is celebrating with them on the ride back on the bus after they just won the state championship. He is using crude language, which obviously those kids have heard many, many times, virtually every single day in high school, and I don't have a problem with it. No, I don't have a problem with it.
Well, Glenn, what you had said was that there was a problem with it, with him going on a rant that he shouldn't have got fired. And what I was going to bring up then, you said because it was done in private. And where I thought you were being hypocritical
it was done in private, but it's not verbal abuse.
Yeah, but John, listen, we all agree. We all agree with where you're going. There's plenty of conversations that are done in private that happen to get videotaped and guys get fired for. That happens a lot.
That happened with Antonio Brown, and that wasn't Glenn's position then. Glenn's position then was you got to be cognizant of things that you do in private because they can get broadcast to the world and you can get fired. And what he just said right now is that shouldn't happen. I just thought that was the
No, he never said that, because if he did, we would have corrected him right away. He never said that. There's plenty of examples of private conversations. We got people on hot mics losing their jobs all the time.
Please, John. I mean, you are so wrong about this one. And I thought I was on Antonio's side. I was through most of that case. Steve is in a car. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, good afternoon. I just want you guys to coin the correction culture. Let's hear it for the correction culture from EEI.
Yeah.
I love it.
Wait, so there's the woke culture. So we're the correction culture, right?
Steve, I think people are going to start fighting back. I really do. I think you're starting to see, and in this case, this guy has his job back today. Because people finally said, what the hell are we doing
here?
What are we doing?
And that's right. It doesn't need to be the extreme every single time.
No, it has
to be. Got out of line.
That's
off with his head.
That's where we're at now.
Off with his head.
If he replaced his word with F-bomb every time he said an F-bomb, it means the same thing,
Yeah, but it's
people are too sensitive.
I agree that we're far too sensitive. But in this case, what we do is instead of sitting down and talking to the person and saying, what are you doing here? Why are you the... No, what we do is wipe them out. Let's get them out of here. Let's bury them.
Well, because there's heat.
Right. It's
like
easy.
There's some people out there that are just... I guarantee when someone heard this, they decided that their mission for the next 24 hours was to get this guy fired.
And they got him fired.
Because, they won't accept it. And, we've gone too far as a society to accept something like this. So now my job, my mission, my life for the next 24 hours is to get this guy fired. And I'm going to pepper the superintendent until he does it. Well, so you're right. Someone's going to fight back to that guy. That person that's sitting there, that they've decided, because they don't like it, that now they need to get this guy fired. Well, I'm glad 15,000 people spoke up, and it's growing, and the guy got his job back.
And the superintendent didn't do his homework. He overreacted because this popped up on TV, and that's when they can't handle it because suddenly the reporters are showing up. And then he threw out that it was possibly a HIPAA violation, which he later learned from lawyers on their own school board down there. No, it's not a HIPAA violation.
Diabetes!
So they fired the guy based on inaccurate information, right? They were wrong.
Yeah.
Superintendent was wrong.
He just reacted.
All right, more reaction from you coming up next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.